October 7, Power to Overcome. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter 3:15. The times in which we now live call for whole-souled helpers. The practical character of the doctrines which we profess will make an impression upon hearts. For heavenly messengers cooperate with the worker whose faith and works are combined. He who has a vital connection with Jesus Christ will have a testimony to bear as a witness for the Master. "Ye are my friends," said Christ, "if ye do whatsoever I command you." 1 John 15:14. All who in truth are friends of Christ will do the works of Christ. We are so inclined to bring unsanctified, unconverted traits of character into our family government and into the church, and these make our words, our manner, and our spirit not only an offense in the home, but also to the church and to the whole heavenly universe. God calls it a perverse spirit. If all could see how God regards the selfish, pettish disposition, they would thoroughly despise themselves and would make decided efforts to cut away from them every disagreeable action. The idea that men can unite with the family of God with all their disagreeable traits of character unchanged in this life is the greatest deception and delusion. The power to overcome depends not on circumstances, not on any man living, however learned he may be, but on the ever-present help which God supplies. The truth is not something to be kept bottled up for private occasions. If the truth is in the heart, the receiver will reveal that faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Its abiding principles in the heart will be manifested at all times and on all occasions. All our success, all our efficiency is in Christ. We must continually look above earthly help, higher than the greatest human power, higher than the apostles. We must fasten our faith directly upon Christ himself. He has declared, "Without me ye can do nothing." Verse 5, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." John 15:4. Manuscript 114, October 7, 1897. To the faithful in Christ Jesus.